This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think the biggest thing is when we go through our season and we look back at the season, we don't just focus on the good or only focus on the bad, because I think then you lose sight of the big picture. There were some times where some really good plays happened that the scheme might have been terrible and, you know, we just have a freak quarterback, or there might have been some plays that might not have went well and the execution wasn't good enough. But if I got in that situation again, would I call the same play? And so really just take an opportunity to just kind of dive in and just kind of look at everything in a whole. And one thing I can tell you, we obviously have to get better.
Joe Brady on WGR this morning. I can't ever do anything with his quotes. It's very Derek Jeter to me. Everything is kind of exactly what you would write for him, which I guess means he's doing it well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's a head coach in waiting.
I don't know. I've never spoken with him.
He's ready to do more media. He's got it down, I think.
Like, he starts down the road of maybe you have a play that's a bad call, but the quarterback is amazing. Or, well, no, that couldn't be it. Maybe there's a great call and the quarterback blows it. He starts down that logical progression there. It's like, I don't want to say that.
Right?
I don't want to say that.
I don't leave my name on that.
It could never be anybody else's fault but mine. Let me just have you know. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Connor Rogers, Sal Capaccio today. Tampa hit 100 degrees yesterday.
I saw that.
I didn't know that Tampa had never hit 100 until today. But that was true, meaning that Buffalo, I believe I read from Patrick Hammer, is the only mid-major city.
100,000 population or more.
That has never had a recorded temperature of 100 degrees in the
mainland.
Lower 48, right? Not
Hawaii or Alaska.
There's Honolulu and there's maybe Anchorage, but
we saw the same thing. Yes.
Yes, but Tampa was on this list until yesterday. And Bulldog, if you don't know, you know he's a gambler. You might not know that he had a bet recently on whether Buffalo would hit 100. And you lost that bet.
I did.
And you're not willing to make it again. You're not.
No.
You're not game for another kick
no,
at that.
No, this is not like the Tage Thompson hat trick bet where you just keep going at it until.
Doesn't pay well enough.
It's just not. Yeah, the odds aren't going to be. Yeah. So, I'm not. And I also, I rushed it a few years ago. Like, you know, I don't know if on average it's getting warmer, but it's notable that Buffalo's now the only city that meets that criteria that hasn't had a 100-degree day, and now might be a good time to make a 100-degree bet.
Oh, like might be the best time.
By September of 27, we're going to get 100 degrees.
Oh, well, who's taking that action?
I don't know. That's kind of what it was the last time. It was like a year and a half or two, like almost 2 years of runway that I got, and by whatever, you know, September of 23, maybe, it was over. Like, I did not win the bet. We didn't get there.
You and Joe.
Me and Joe. Sneaky Joe.
Yeah, Joe, he knows what, that guy knows what he's doing.
Sneaky Joe.
So that means Rochester has had 100?
I don't know. I guess.
Rochester would be big enough where they would have had, they don't have the water.
Right.
The water is keeping us cool. Can't you tell? Have you been outside today? Isn't it so cool? The water is saving us from just the hottest of hot. Speaking of hot, the Blue Jays, Bulldog, they finally lost
They
one.
Did lose one yesterday, right?
Yeah, they got whooped. The air came out of the balloon yesterday. But they have the best record in baseball, even with their loss yesterday. There are six or seven other teams that are like right within a couple of games.
Right.
But come on. That's pretty good.
I did not see that coming when the
I didn't game. Either.
Then it sort of felt like the this idea of that team, their window was already, you know, they of course committed to Guerrero, but Bichette and who's the other hot shot? Biggio, right? He's long gone. Okay. But they had this group that they were ready to go take the league by storm, and it really didn't happen. It's kind of happening now.
Alek Manoa, who looked like he might be an ace, and then he just kind of fell apart. He's not there. Santander, their big free agent signing. He's not there, injured. Dalton Varsho, nice young player that they got in a trade. He's not there. It wasn't supposed to, I think, be this.
Right.
And Guerrero, remember, like that was not going to happen.
That's right.
The contract was not going to happen.
Once they got to spring training or opening day or whatever it was like, we're done. We've reached a finish line, and he had said that that was the case, but the team enticed him, and they got there.
Bichette was coming off a bad year, and his quality was in question coming into this year, but he had some big hits in Detroit.
Has Springer been healthy? That probably helps a lot. Because since he got there, I feel like he's almost always been in and out of the lineup.
He's been great.
Yeah.
Like he has been a huge part of their hot streak here. So they got to 6.5, and Judge is hurt for the Yankees. So they got to 6.5 up on the Yankees. They lost a game then, though, yesterday, losing to Detroit, and the Yankees beat Philadelphia. So it's 5.5. The Jays they have the Orioles. I'm not sure where the game is, but they have the Orioles for a series coming up here. And I think the Yankees have Tampa. So that's very cool. Back to Tampa, full circle, 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, I see. That series is in Baltimore. Jays at Baltimore tonight.
6:30 something tonight.
Yep.
Game one.
Yep.
The news around the NFL. So we've talked about the Bills here already, and will again. A pretty long list of guys who are sitting out practice. Hard to know how severe any or all these injuries are. Maybe most are just not a big deal. I think one injury right now in the league that is a big deal is Joe Mixon in Houston.
I heard walking boot.
Yeah, maybe. It went from the kind of injury like some of these that teams have. Christian McCaffrey last year actually was another one where it's like, not a big deal.
Just being safe, right?
Just playing. That's right. Just playing it safe. And then the reports over the weekend on Mixon were, we're going to revisit this come the regular season.
I didn't read a lot of details, but was the word chronic used? I wonder if it's just chronic problems with something or other. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be putting that on this. I don't know if that's included, but that's always alarming when you get down into that territory. It's yikes.
Well, you know when like you ever go water skiing? And you get on the skis and you sort of like you get the rope and you're just kind of ready to go and then you yell hit it and the boat just the Mixon injury just was the driver of the boat throttling things up, but that's what happened with this one. It was just like sort of calm and maybe nothing, and then all right. So now we're looking at maybe lost time for Joe Mixon, a player you've enjoyed for many years. Another of your favorites, Matthew Stafford, is interesting right now.
I do like Matthew Stafford for real. I don't
care about Joe Mixon.
I've never one time felt anything about Joe Mixon. I've also never water skied. And I think that probably is that's going to be safely. No, I don't. I do not envision a scenario where you're like, let me try that now. When I'm at like my least peak physical, but
you're not at your least peak physical.
I'm not ready to try something that requires balance and athleticism that I've never tried before.
I'll just get on the tube then.
Yeah, that's doable.
I think I'll be driving a boat this weekend.
Anyone can do that. Oh, good luck with that.
I'm going
to
need it.
I hope to drive a boat at some point this summer. We've got a boat that's in the water that I have not been on yet. So I don't know. And the weekends are already getting, they're already spoken for. It's just already, it's, you know, we're almost through July. What am I doing here? let's get on the boat.
But, right. It's almost August.
Opportunities have been scarce. So
Friday is August. Mixon, so Houston has Nick Chubb and the rookie Woody Marks, who went as Woody for Halloween 7 years in a row.
Right.
That's why he goes by the nickname. His name is Jaquavion, but he goes by Woody because he loves Woody, or at least did, from Toy Story. Matthew Stafford isn't right.
His back is bothering him?
And he's old.
Yeah. That's what happens to... He probably is not going to... I don't know if he's ever water skied, but now probably isn't a time for him to take up water skiing.
Now would be... Today would not be the day.
No. Don't do that, Matthew Stafford.
That's right. So that's kind of one to watch.
Yeah.
A lot of other injuries like the Bills have, which could be something or they could be nothing, but, you know, you got to do the thing with the cart where you got to be careful about reading too much into when the cart is used, like Justin Fields. Justin Fields is already back.
Right. And we had a little bit of that at camp yesterday with the Bills, right? Shavers right at the end of practice had to be carted off, and it was worrisome. It was, you know, an apparent leg injury, but it turns out ankle sprain. So it's not as bad as it looked, even though the cart, I think the cart actually carted him off, like official carted off, not riding in the seat.
Do they ever bring you back? Players come back.
Right.
Do they get the ride back?
I think if guys go all the way to the locker room during practice and then there's enough time left in practice, I think they would get a ride. Because that's a long walk.
Underneath those bleachers all the way back to where the Fisher gym is, like past the other field.
Right.
Toward the up the stairs to the dorms and the cafeteria?
I don't know. I mean, I can't say I remember a specific example of a guy being carted back out to practice, but I'll bet it's happened.
You have to call for it?
Like an Uber?
Like, is there a cart that's just waiting for anybody who's ready to get back out there? I don't know. Did you see Jermaine Burton practice today for Cincinnati?
I didn't see today, but I've seen highlights of him already here just early in camp. I feel like, I don't want to say every time he makes a play, but like he's been a bit of a curiosity, a lot of talent, but a kind of a head case. So I feel like people who cover the Bengals, if he does something, they want you to know it.
Yep, I think so. He has a towel. You know, guys wear a towel in the front of their pants or even in the back. There's a highlight of Jermaine Burton running a route in the end zone for Cincinnati, and it looks like he has a beach towel hanging out of the back of his pants. Like, it's huge. It looks like a full-on beach towel. In the back.
Yeah, what is going on there?
I don't know why you need that.
I mean, I could appreciate if you wanted to wear that like a cape, maybe, but hanging off the back of your pants, I don't really know.
Tuck it in underneath your collar of your jersey.
Tie it around your neck, get some drawstrings, whatever. Like,
It's the biggest towel I've ever seen a player use in practice or a game. Like, why would you have a full-size towel?
All this frequency of highlights of his I've seen, I've not seen one with this towel you're talking about.
You got to find it. And one more was the Falcons running back clarifying how his name is pronounced.
Which Falcons running back?
Their number one guy.
Okay. Bijan?
Bijan.
Bijan Robinson.
It's not Bijan.
Right.
He wanted you to know.
Okay.
He's like, I know a lot of people say that, but it's Bijan.
I accept that.
You're gonna run with that.
I don't think it'll be hard for me to make the adjustment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
John.
I've said his name like three times in my life.
You've never seen him play either.
No.
Right?
No. That'll change this year.
Week six. It'll change in week six.
Right. I have probably seen him. I just haven't really paid much attention.
Yeah. Like, he is... He's running back one in fantasy drafts. People like Barkley. Some people like Gibbs. Even McCaffrey. Or even Gentry. But Robinson's usually like running back two at the latest. And I don't know. I mean,
has he been great so far?
Well, he's been very good, if not great. And last year he finally got fed. Like they got rid of Arthur Smith, and Robinson, I mean, what did he have? 365 touches. 1,887 scrimmage yards. They were not like a relevant team.
But that's a pretty great year, yeah.
That's a big year.
Yeah.
Barkley got all the headlines, 2,000 yards, Super Bowl winner.
Is it like what?
And then Henry.
I'm going to just guess. I haven't looked at his stats. 400 of that receiving and the rest is rushing.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns?
14.
Okay. Yeah, that's
running back one.
That's a massive year, yeah. That's a great year.
He's 23.
All right.
So you could buy that as a...
Yeah.
First overall pick or first running back picked in fantasy?
Sure.
For some reason, it's a little hard for me because it's the Falcons. I do it.
Yeah.
I know that that's a dumb reason, so I still do it, but I think it's maybe, a little bit your thing. Like you don't watch the player.
Yeah. I think maybe they're going to be real good.
Well, I think that could happen. They did make a terrible trade in the draft for a second edge rusher. Mm-hmm. They traded next year's one and more to get the Rams pick, and then added like they drafted two
edge guys. Right.
Edge guys. That worked out for Houston. Houston trading for Will Anderson looked like a terrible trade, but he was defensive rookie of the year.
Their pair of edge guys are one of the best things about that team. Now that the receiver core is sort of taken the hits it's taken, right? They're not as shiny on that side at that position as they were even at this time last year. They were kind of the talk of the league with Diggs and Collins and Tank Dell. And now Dell's hurt and Diggs is gone and Collins is still there. And he's the best of the bunch, but there's not the depth anymore. So I get to their pass rushers and think like that's the strength of their team. Atlanta could be, I mean, they're both rookies, so we'll see. But, you know, I'm pretty bullish on them. I like Penix a lot.
Atlanta and Tampa in week one. You will not be watching that game, though, because it's the Falcons.
Eh.
But we'll be watching Steelers-Jets. Be careful what you wish for here, as excited as you might be for week one in the NFL, because that's an interesting game. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Miami, Indianapolis. These are all Raiders, Patriots. These are 4 1:00 AFC games in week one. There's a pretty good chance that they're all terrible.
Yep. And that one of those four is going to be the game we're fed at 1 o'clock.
Definitely. Right? Probably the Steeler game, I would think. Steelers, Jets with Rodgers, I would think would be.
Yep.
I'm guessing that would be Nance and Romo.
I would guess that too.
It could be really bad.
You're looking at week one. I'm not, but I would guess. Is there who's got? Do they have a national late game?
No.
Okay. Then they're in New York for Aaron Rodgers.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. It's coming. Connor Rogers also coming up just after four today. Sal Capaccio will join us as well. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.